The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard.
This is WHIO meteorologist, Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Auto Talk. Glad you're here with us this afternoon. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife, Jan, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and also your host each and every week right here in On Auto Talk. I personally am an ASE, Master Certified Auto Tech, for over 40 years, so I've been doing this for a little while. But I started when I was about five or six. So, I'm just kidding. But it's something I'm passionate about and I love. And my lovely wife, Jan, we've been business partners as well for over 25 years at our company. Married a lot longer than that. But we enjoy it every day. Our entire family has been involved in the business with us. And we truly are an American family business in the heart of Beaver Creek. So that's Murphy's Auto Care. If you'd like to find more about our company, just go to murphysautocare.com. We are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 to serve you and your family and your family's vehicle service needs. We're here for you. Always happy to help. And by the way, if you just want to reach out to me via email, you can always reach me at dave@murphysautocare.com. So Auto Talk, if you haven't been listening to Auto Talk and you're new to us, tell you real quickly what this show is about and what you're going to find out about. This is an educational show. It is typically a talk show. Today, though, if you'd like to reach us, just go to our Facebook page or send me an email at the email I mentioned earlier, which is dave@murphysautocare.com. And in keeping with that, Auto Talk is about keeping your car safe, your vehicle safe, whether it's a car or a truck or a motorhome, whatever you drive. We want to help you keep it dependable because when you keep it safe, it's going to be dependable. And those two things together are typically what helps you save money in the long run. Hopefully, it's a long life of those vehicles that you own. And that's what we're here to help you with. And like I said, we do that each and every day in our business by helping people better understand their vehicles, how to better take care of them. And so hopefully it's a win-win for everybody. All right, great. Well, again, welcome to the show. Thrilled you're here with us. I'm actually in here today by myself, so I'm kind of the Lone Ranger. Jan's taking care of some other family things today, so we'll miss her, but we certainly will have her back with us here shortly. So at any rate, got a lot of stuff on the list to talk about, share with you today. We have had a very, very busy week. But I've just got to share this as I'm driving into the studio today. And I'm leaving our shop, right? It's on Dayton Xenia Road. The address is 3815, right there in the heart of Knollwood, the heart and center of Beaver Creek. I'm driving out, and as I pull out of our shop, a vehicle pulls out in front of me, also heading west. It's a Ford F-150, blue in color. Doesn't really matter. But I noticed that the right front corner of that vehicle is actually rubbing the tire. And I'm thinking to myself, oh no, here we go, right? So I'm behind this truck, and I'm pretty certain probably the coil spring is broken. Something has happened because it's only on the right front. It's to the point where the right front is down, the left rear of the vehicle is elevated dramatically. And the tire, as he goes down the road and hits bumps, I can see the air between the tire, open space between the tire and the road. Folks, I got to tell you, this should not be on the road. And we see this type of situation. Any of us that are in the service and repair business, we see these vehicles frequently, much more frequently than we should. And it really, to me, bothers me. So the story gets worse. I'm following this individual with this vehicle, and they proceed down Dayton Xenia Road, and they proceed to get onto Route 35 westbound as I'm heading towards the studio. So at that point, I'm starting to really back off, but I'm also looking at this going, well, maybe I can help these people. Hopefully nothing comes off the vehicle, because that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting the tire to blow or the wheel to maybe come off, which is not a good situation because now we're in traffic, right? Now we're involving more than just the folks that own that vehicle, driving that vehicle, I should say. Now we're involving everybody else on the road. And there's just two things here that come to mind to me. Well, first of all, as that vehicle was bouncing and touching all the different potholes and things going down the road, you continued to see blue puffs of smoke coming off the right front, meaning the body was down on the tire and scraping that tire. So the tire's going to have a real short life, right? The exhaust system was broken. It was hanging and dangling. They used their turn signals to shift lanes. They actually shifted lanes, and then they wouldn't cancel. So the vehicle really shouldn't have been on the road, in my opinion. And I have been an advocate of a vehicle inspection in this state for years and years, and there's a lot of controversy over it. But I really believe in my heart, you know, that people, there needs to be a system. I don't know if it needs to be some state-run or federally run system of inspection, but if nothing else, I just want to appeal to people's level of personal responsibility. Vehicles like that, when they're on the road, are not safe. They're not safe for the occupants of the vehicle, and they're certainly not safe for the other people on the road. So I have to get on my soapbox here. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say, folks, if you're on the road and you see vehicles that don't look right, things aren't going right, get as far away from them as you can. You never know what's going to happen. And folks, if you happen to have that kind of vehicle, do anything you have to do to get it in. At least ground it. Don't drive it. I came from old school. People would drive stuff just to get it to the shop. You know, please don't do that anymore. We have a generation, two generations, I should say, of people out there on the road, and they think the car they drive is a capsule. It's going to protect them. They're not, quite honestly, as defensive, I don't think, of drivers as folks that are my age, because we grew up with cars that, you know, they were much different. You know, and I think there's positives and negatives to both of those situations that we've grown up in, but please, make sure your car's safe. I can't stress it enough. And if you don't know, you're not sure, no problem. Take it to your service provider and just ask them to road test it and look at it and inspect it, because you want to be safe. I think most of us do want to be out there. Okay, that's it. I'm down. I'm off that topic, but I couldn't help it. I drove in and this vehicle was just ready to come apart right in front of me here on the road. So, all right, well, we're moving on. So, hey, one thing I did want to mention, too, is maybe you're an individual or you know someone who really would like to get into the automotive service business. Well, at Murphy's Auto Care, we have positions available for technicians. That's auto service technicians, as well as some shuttle drivers. Our business has grown. We've been very, very blessed over the years, have a tremendous following of very loyal clients. And one of the things we do is we shuttle our customers for free back and forth from home to the shop or to work or to shopping, whatever you need. That's just part of the service we provide. We also have on-site rental vehicles that we own, and if we need to put you in one overnight, we'll do that. And so that's part of what we do, as well as we pick up and deliver your car at no charge. So we've always tried to be convenient, but now we need more and more staff to help us do that. So if you're someone looking for a part-time job as a shuttle driver, give us a call or check us out on the web at murphysautocare.com. Or if you're an auto service technician, or maybe you're early in your career as an auto service technician, maybe you're starting, got a year or two under your belt, we'd love to talk to you too. We also have developed an apprenticeship program, so we'd be happy to help with that. So, by the way, just wanted to mention it, right? It's a great industry, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my 40 years in it, 40 plus, I should say. Okay, so here we go. So this week was an amazing week. We had a lot of activity, a lot of things going on. The first thing I want to start off by saying is I want to give a big shout out to Beaver Creek's Victory Homeschool Group. Last Thursday of this week, we actually did a tour, had them in, some high school age students, along with their parents, had them in. We did a tour of our shop, met some of our staff, and then we did what we would call kind of a basic car care maintenance clinic, and had a lot of fun. I think we were able to help folks understand a little bit more about their vehicle and modern vehicles and the things to look out for, which are all the things we talk about here on Auto Talk. But at any rate, we did that. We had a lot of fun. We've done that over the years. We've done Boy Scout merit badge programs, Girl Scout merit badge programs. We've done women's and teens car care clinics, and we just have a blast doing that. So I wanted to say thank you so much again to Beaver Creek's Victory Homeschool Group, a great, great group of kids and parents. And, most of all, what I really appreciate about that is that this is a group of people that are actually exposing their children to different vocations, different jobs, and different types of business and industry, and I applaud that. I think it's fabulous. So, but I want to also mention, maybe you have a group, ladies' book club, a scout troop, whatever it might be. if you'd like for us to talk to you, do this for you sometime, just give me a call or send me an email. Just give me, like I said, it's probably the best thing, dave@murphysautocare.com or Murphy's Auto Care. Either way, leave me a comment on the comment page. We'll get right back to you, and we'll figure out what we need to do and get it set up and get you in the shop. And we do that at no charge. It's just our way of saying thanks to our community. So wanted to share that. Also, we are rapidly moving in to a new month called April. And April's awesome because it is one of 2 months of the year that we really focus on what's called the National Car Care Awareness Month. And in that month, in the month of April, and then again in October, shops all around the country, including our business, Murphy's Auto Care, are performing free, at no charge, vehicle safety inspections. And we do that at, you know, typically throughout the year, but we're going to do it with a little differently this time. And what we're going to do is we're also going to give away the new carcare.org group, Car Care Guide. Folks, this is like a 75-plus page guide. I've got one here in my formerly oil-stained hands, and it's amazing. It's just been recently updated, and the thing I like about it is that, you know, your car has an owner's manual. Well, you may not know that, but it does have one. And it's, if it's not in the glove box, it's online. But most folks rarely look at that, right? This is such a handy guide because what it does is it really summarizes what you need to do in more of a generic fashion. Now, we would always still say refer to your vehicle owner's manual for very specific, you know, how-tos or what to do. But this is a great start. It's a fabulous, like I said, brochure, and we have them. We're handing them out free through the month of April if you stop by. Love to share it with you. And it's a great thing to keep in your car. It's a great tool to give maybe to a young driver to help them familiarize themselves with basic car maintenance. And it covers really the whole gamut. So, again, it's the Car Care Guide. It's free at Murphy's Auto Care all month long in April. But also, if you haven't had your vehicle inspected recently, you know, we're just coming out of the winter, give us a call. Schedule an appointment. Get it in. You're only going to have to hang out with us for about 30 minutes, and we'll get to know you, give you a cup of coffee, a fresh cup, by the way, and check the car out for you at no charge and let you know where that vehicle really stands. So hopefully that's valuable. Okay, well, got a lot. And, you know, if you are hanging out wondering, you know, what else we've got for you today in store, we're going to talk about electric vehicles a little bit more. We're going to talk about autonomous cars. We're also going to talk about, there was an interesting article in the Dayton Daily News this week about how much longer we'll be buying cars. And I found it very, very interesting. But, you know, I also like to talk briefly, if I can, about some of the meat of our business a little bit. And one of those things that came up this week was, did several pre-purchase inspections for people, right? So they brought the vehicle they're planning to buy in, and they got it out of the dealer's hands or wherever it was for a couple of hours, and they let us inspect it. We went through a normal inspection that we do. It's very in-depth. It takes us about an hour and a half, 2 hours. But we also are recommending that we perform an engine oil analysis as well as a transmission oil analysis. And, you know, people in this area are just learning about this process because it is new. We're the only exclusive repair business in the greater Miami Valley. Actually, we're one of 4 shops in North America that actually have the lab in our shop. So it's very unique. And the beauty of this is that you can come in for an inspection or tire repairs or whatever you're coming in for. And while that vehicle's there, we can pull a sample. One of our technicians will do it very briefly. And we pull that sample, and within 15 minutes, we have a complete rundown on the maintenance that's been performed on that vehicle and kind of a predictive look forward as to what to expect and how long this vehicle is going to last based on what we find. And it's also true in transmission oil. So maybe you're towing a trailer. You want to find out, hey, I don't want to have a breakdown. Are there some things lurking that, you know, I just don't know about because my fluid doesn't look bad, it doesn't smell bad, this will find it. So you want to make sure you get a hold of us and consider that, whether it is a pre-purchase or not. But I can't stress it enough, if you're going to be looking for a used car, get it in for a pre-purchase inspection. And if you want to have the oil service, the oil analysis done, get a hold of us. All right, we've got to run to a quick break. I'll be right back, and stay tight.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute, 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Larry, remember your friend who jumped into retirement too early and the problems that caused him?
Sure, he's still trying to figure it out because so much has changed for him and his wife.
I'm excited because this year we're going to help make a smooth transition from a working paycheck into their retirement lifestyle. It's called Life Plan's Retirement Runway.
That's exciting news, Dan.
Retirement does change everything. Life Plan's Retirement Runway prepares and guides you through all the key phases of the retirement transition. It's for folks approaching retirement in 5 years or less.
If you're within 5 years of retirement, talk with Dan and his team at Life Plan Financial Group. They specialize in creating smooth transitions from your working paycheck to your retirement lifestyle.
Contact Life Plan at 937-438-8000 or lifeplanfg.com. When life happens, call Life Plan.
Spring savings throughout the store at Mark's. Fresh and delicious Smithfield boneless pork tenderloins are just $2.49 a pound. And Pierre's Homestyle ice cream in assorted varieties, 48 ounces, are only $4 for $10. Don't miss this hot deal. Dole chopped salad kits are only $2 for $5. From bag to bowl, chopped salads let you create what you love and are now just $2 for $5. Stop in now and grab these spring savings.
Your garage is an entrance to your home. Transform it into a welcoming entryway. It'll look great, but more importantly, Nature Stone reduces tracked in dirt, eliminates puddling, standing water, and salt damage, and covers uneven concrete so you don't slip or trip. Don't replace the concrete. Don't paint your floor. It just doesn't work. Nature Stone is the affordable garage floor solution that beautifies your home. Call or go to naturestone.com to schedule your free in-home estimate and get up to 50% off. Nature Stone, the only concrete solution.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Do you think you have the cutest pet? I bet you do. Enter to win the Dayton Daily News Cutest Pet Photo Contest. Show everyone your cute pet and win tons of big prizes. Enter at DaytonDailyNews.com/cutepetcontest. That's DaytonDailyNews.com/cutepetcontest.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
All right, everybody, welcome back. So glad you're here riding along with us here on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with my beautiful wife, Jan. We are the owners also of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. So just before the break, we were just talking about oil analysis, and we're going to get back to that. I've got a little more insight for you, especially if you had a vehicle that may have overheated over the winter and had some repairs done. So stick with me. I want to share some insight and some diagnostic tools that we can do to make sure your vehicle is going to be good to go. But first, I've got to say thanks to the folks that sponsor Auto Talk each and every week here. Murphy's Auto Care, of course, is a sponsor, but we also join forces with a few other folks that help us through our business each and every week. And number one, I want to say thanks to BG Automotive Products, and that is BG. And if you're not sure or not familiar with BG products, they're products, chemicals that we use each and every day to service all of the fluid systems on your vehicle, whether it's the engine, the transmission, the differentials, the air conditioning system, the power steering, brake fluid, all of these systems need service and maintenance, and most of them, of course, have fluid in them that needs to be changed. And we use BG products exclusively and emphatically. And the reason we do that is because they are such great products. They are stood behind, I should say, by the company. And the warranty is amazing. So, you know, maybe you've got a vehicle that's 4 or 5 years old. You're coming up between that 50 to 100,000 mile mark. Now is the time to extend warranties on major components like engine, transmission, power steering, cooling system. And you can do that by simply having those systems serviced and flushed with BG products. And I'll tell you what, it's a big deal because once that's done and once you stay on track with that, all you got to do is every 2 years, you're going to gain an extra $4,000 of warranty coverage per unit. Okay, amazing. Actually, on the engine, if you're servicing your engine and changing the oil and using any one of the great BG oil additive products, now you're adding $7,500 of extra coverage in the event you have a major engine failure. So BG products, check them out. Go online to BG.com or just go to murphysautocare.com and you can check it out there. All right, thank you so much, BG. By the way, our hard parts that we buy each and every day, we are primarily supplied by KOI Auto Parts. They are exclusively for professionals. They offer the very highest quality parts. And at our company, we offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on everything we do. So we want to make certain we're putting the very best parts on your car. And if that's not what's happening at your service provider, ask them why not. And if they don't like it or they don't want to do it, just give us a call. We'd appreciate that. But you know what? There's good parts to be put on your car, and there's not good parts that people put on your car. You want to make sure you're getting the best stuff. And also want to say thanks to Mike's Car Wash. You know, Mike's Car Wash is an amazing car wash. Jan, my wife, is just crazy about them. They keep her car so clean, which really, I think, adds life to it. It really, really does. But they're open, three great locations here in the Miami Valley from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're there. Great staff. Your car's going to get clean. If it's not clean when it comes out of the tunnel, say something to them. They're happy to rewash it for you. They want you to be satisfied, just like we do at Murphy's Auto Care. And by the way, at Murphy's Auto Care, every Wednesday, we call that Ultimate Wednesday. If you schedule online with us to have your car serviced, we're going to give you a free Ultimate Works, or I should say car wash coupon. That's worth $20, folks, just for coming and seeing us on a Wednesday, and you can go down the street and get your car washed at Mike's. By the way, right now, they've got a great special going on. It is the unlimited wash deal. You get 6 months for the price of five. Can't beat it. All right, great. We are going to run to another quick break here. Thanks for hanging in there. When we get back, we're going to talk a little more about oil analysis, so hang in with us. We'll be right back.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 12:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO News update. Our top story, former vice president and potential Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden facing allegations he touched a woman inappropriately at a rally in 2014.
We're tracking plenty of rain out there today and possibly a few snowflakes. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic still cleaning up an accident. I-75 northbound at Route 725 in Miami Township. We've got one in Trotwood in the 4700 block of Wolf Creek Pike. And we've got one again in Miami Township, Springboro Pike at Lyons Road this hour. Our top story, former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores is accusing former Vice President and potential Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden of touching her inappropriately and kissing the back of her head at a rally in 2014.
Flores says she decided to come forward now because, quote, hearing Biden's potential candidacy for president discussed without much talk about his troubling past as it relates to women became too much to keep bottled up any longer, unquote.
Marianne Rafferty with team coverage, a spokesman for Biden, denies the allegations. The Georgia state legislature passes one of the strictest abortion bills in the nation, which would prohibit terminating a pregnancy when a fetal heartbeat is detected. That could be as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Republican State Representative Ed Setzler
applauds the effort to get the bill passed.
And this bill, though, recognizes the fundamental life of the child in the womb is worthy of full legal protection and balances that basic right to life with the very difficult situation women find themselves in pregnancies. And I think this bill is something we can be very proud of.
The bill now goes to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, who campaigned on passing just such a measure. In Dayton, cops are investigating a robbery at a key bank on Patterson Road. Cops are saying no gun was shown during the robbery that happened just before 10 a.m. The suspect reportedly fled out the back door. He's described as a black male, last seen wearing a blue hoodie. No one was hurt. It's unknown yet if the suspect actually got away with anything. Updating a story we're following, a man is facing felony trespassing charges after a dad in Miamisburg says he caught him standing over his son's crib.
37-year-old Justin Sherwood reportedly left his phone and glasses behind after that dad ran him out of the house back in February. Cops quickly caught up to Sherwood, who said that he had simply entered the wrong home.
WHIO's Jonah Oddie says Sherwood has been held in Montgomery County Jail and will be arraigned on Tuesday. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain, with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar, showers all over the Miami Valley at this hour. The heaviest rain falling in Warren, Clinton, and Greene counties. It's 54 degrees in Troy, 54 in Springfield, and 56 now in Dayton at 1233. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
As a Battelle associate, are you preparing for critical changes that are impending when it comes to your pension? There's several critical interest rates that will be announced in the upcoming weeks. When rates go up, you could lose $25,000, $50,000, even $75,000 of your hard-earned money. As an associate, you need to learn the facts about your lump sum pension. Come talk to me. I'm Mike Martinez, president of the pension group. Don't let what happened in 2016 happen to you now, losing tens of thousands of dollars. If you don't know what segmented rate increases could do to your pension, call me and my team and let's set up a complimentary consultation. Elevate those worries and fears now. Let us be there for you at the pension group, 937-669-7094. You cannot afford to not know the facts. 937-669-7094. Don't face this alone. Call now to set up a one-on-one meeting with me, Mike Martinez, 937-669-7094. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Hi, this is Dave Murphy from Murphy's Auto Care and your host of Auto Talk every Saturday at noon. You know, so many things in life are limited, like speed limits, time limits, and weight limits. Free yourself of limits at Mike's Car Wash. Wash all you want when you purchase a Mike's Unlimited plan. Now, buy 5 months and get the 6 month free on all Ultimate and Works plans. At Mike's, there's never a limit on clean. Mike's Car Wash opens 7 to 9 daily for your convenience. For details, go to mikescarwash.com.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. You own an Amazon Echo? When you get home, tell Alexa to play WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Dave Murphy, along with my wife, Jan. We are the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek, and also your host of Auto Talk each and every Saturday. And it's something we are very passionate about. We can't wait to get into the studio here each and every Saturday and talk to all of you and hear what's going on with you and your vehicles out there each week. So I hope you're having a great week. We are here, and if you want to reach us today, you need to reach us on Facebook at Murphy's Auto Care, or you can just send me an email real quickly at dave@murphysautocare.com. Well, just before the break, we were, of course, saying thanks to our great sponsors that help us bring this show to you each and every week. But I also want to mention a really cool partner that we have partnered with in our business and with Auto Talk here in the last year and a half, and that is Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction. And I'm just going to briefly mention where we are with this. So we have partnered because we are building the Goodwill Gems. And it's a cool program. And what we do is we look at vehicles that are donated by the community here in the Miami Valley. And we will select 3 to 4 vehicles annually, bring them back into our shop, and we restore those vehicles. Then we return those or donate them back to the auction in repaired condition. And those vehicles should be good to run 50,000 miles very dependably. And then they're there for you to purchase at the auction. And it's something we really, really enjoy. But we do it because we learned what Goodwill Easter Seals really does for the Miami Valley. And if you're not familiar, you should check it up. Check them out online. Just go there and go to Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley. But also go to the Goodwill Auto Auction. And if you are contemplating upgrading your vehicle, or you've got a vehicle around that you just don't use, maybe it's that third or fourth vehicle, and you know you're paying insurance on it, and nobody's really driving it, consider donating it. Donate it to the Goodwill Auto Auction. And the reason is that those funds generated from the auction go back to Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley, and that is what funds over 40 programs here locally that have helped annually over 20,000 Miami Valley residents. It's a great program. It's a really cool cycle of, or I should say, way to recycle your vehicle and help other people. So I just can't stress it enough. Donate your vehicle. You will feel so good about it knowing how many folks you have helped. It's a fabulous program. If you need to reach them, go to goodwilldaytonauto.com. Again, that's goodwilldaytonauto.com. Or you can just do the old school way. Call them at 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. You're going to get either Megan or Holly on the phone, and those two wonderful folks will help you donate your vehicle regardless of what it is, whether it's a car, a truck, a motorhome, motorcycle, ATV, boat. It doesn't matter. Heck, even an airplane. We saw an airplane go through the auction about a month and a half ago, so that was really cool. But at any rate, please donate your vehicle. It helps those in your community. So we were talking about oil analysis, and I was mentioning that if you're considering purchasing a newer used vehicle, right, that a pre-purchase inspection is what we always recommend to our clients if they're considering that. And now we're recommending that they also have us perform an engine oil and a transmission oil analysis. Folks, you can't beat it. It tells us so much predictively looking forward as well as historically about how this vehicle may have been or not been maintained. And you don't want to purchase a vehicle that's really been, you know, cleaned up, looks good, smells nice, but the engine's getting ready to huff or the transmission's getting ready to fall out of it. We can tell you that. And it's a very exclusive system here in Beaver Creek. We're actually one of only 4 automotive repair shops in North America. I think I mentioned it earlier, but it's something we're very proud of that have invested in this kind of equipment. This is a very expensive piece of equipment. It is a micro lab. It is in our shop. But the cool part is we can do it. It only takes 15 to 20 minutes for the results. You can hang out, get to know us, maybe have a cup of coffee. But it is a tremendous amount of information that'll make you feel much better about buying that car or maybe not buying it. And, you know, we had a situation this week which also came into play for oil analysis, and I'll talk about that, which is we had a customer in with a vehicle that had been overheated earlier in the year, and it continued to have a chronic issue with it, bringing the temperature gauge up out of the normal range, but he'd been to a couple of the shops. They really couldn't confirm that there was an issue with it. One of them had even ran a chemical test on the antifreeze, which should determine if there is any presence of hydrocarbon or CO2 in it, and couldn't confirm that. So we got the vehicle in, and all we had to do was do an oil sample, right? Pull the oil sample and ran it through the micro lab, and it came back to us with the presence of potassium and silicon in it, which is the remnants of antifreeze, the coolant in the engine oil. So there's no fooling this piece of equipment. There's no getting around it. And that we were able to determine, yes, there is a breach either in the cylinder head gasket, most likely, that's the most likely cause, or potentially a cracked cylinder head or cylinder block issue, none of which we believe is accurate. But of course, this process then is to disassemble it and inspect it. And we're in that process now. But I just want to share it with you. If you've had a vehicle this winter and it has overheated, and they put it back together and it seems like it's okay, but you're not sure, This is something that you don't want to fool around with, okay? Because what we see happen is over time, sometimes it takes 3,000 miles or 10,000 miles. But once you stress the head gasket, once you force these metals to rapidly change, because the cylinder head typically is aluminum on most vehicles and the block may be cast iron, now we're transferring heat at different rates because of the different metals. And that's what causes head gaskets to be damaged. So because the cylinder head is compressed against it, and as it transfers heat at a different rate than the block, it twists, and it causes the head gasket to be breached. So you'll never know that. I mean, the technician will never know that. He'll hope for the best. Maybe he had a thermostat fail, or maybe he had a radiator leak, or a coolant hose, or a heater hose that was leaking. They repair that. They put it back together. And, of course, then, all seems good, right? But maybe then in a week or two, you got a temperature gauge running just a little hotter than normal, but you're not seeing it. My guess is, and this is what we typically see, is that in the winter, that scenario will occur. And then as we start moving into spring and summer, as ambient temperatures rise, we start to see temperature gauges that start wagging a little bit. And then we start showing it up, but nobody puts two and two together. My point here is, if your car was overheated, the very best step is to have an oil analysis performed. And you can do it at Murphy's Auto Care. Just give us a call or schedule online. It's simple, it's quick, it's affordable, and it's great insurance so that you don't have an unexpected breakdown, and also so that you don't have an unexpected budget bomb go off, because now, you know, the vehicle needs $2,000 to $3,000 worth of repair right before you're going on vacation this summer. So check it out, right? I mean, just think about it. And you know, all I'm saying, if your car overheated, give us a call or think about it, and we'll be happy to walk you through that. And again, that is by the use of an oil analysis. Absolutely essential. You know, I said earlier we wanted to talk a little bit about electric vehicles. A couple of weeks ago, we had some guests on the show, and they are from Drive Electric Dayton. I have recently embraced the EV crowd and the EV concept, and I'm very excited about them. I know Jan is too. There's a lot of pluses about electric vehicles, but there's some things I think that there's a whole lot. Let's just say it this way. There's a whole lot of controversy about EVs, about autonomous vehicles, and just where the industry is going. And I got to say, it is changing. It is changing faster than I've ever seen it in my 40 plus years. And I've seen a lot of new technologies come into play in just those short 40 or so years of servicing vehicles, but nothing like I've seen in the last 10. And I think if you're an automotive service technician, you're listening, or an auto mechanic, and if you're experiencing this, you're it's kind of like it's ultra cool, but you really got to hold on to your hat because it's moving tremendously fast. But there are some things that I think are going to hold it back a little bit, right? And that's really what I wanted to talk about today. And when it comes to electric vehicles, they're cool. If you haven't driven one, get out, test drive one. And if you want to find a great way to find it's called a ride and drive event. Go to Dayton Drive Electric's Facebook page. It's a great place. They're posting events. And I know in this upcoming month here, up in April, they have 3 events scheduled. And if you keep listening to Auto Talk, you're going to find out when we have ours at Murphy's Auto Care. We will be doing a ride and drive from Murphy's Auto Care sometime over the next 3 months. We're really excited about that. But you can find out that on your own as far as test driving a vehicle. But what you got to learn, or what I want to talk to you about, I should say, about electric vehicles is, number one, there are now approximately, I want to say a little over 40 electric vehicles available. And that's just by a real quick random scan of the data that I'm seeing. So we're seeing a huge rise, right? Let me give you some statistics here as to how many of these vehicles were sold. So the Tesla Model 3, a relatively new EV model for Tesla, has already sold in 2018 143,000 vehicles. And I'm sure they are expecting that to probably quadruple just in the next 6 months, because these vehicles are finally now available. Of course, there's always been the Toyota, the Prius, the Prime. That's a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. You got the Tesla Model S and the X and all of these vehicles, right? A lot of these vehicles, though, have been priced out of reach of most folks, right? Most of the Teslas are too expensive for the average person, or even if they're not, they just don't want to invest that much in a vehicle that's on the beginning or cutting edge of that technology. Folks, I'm here to tell you, that's changing rapidly. And all of it is focused on the battery development, research and development, I should say, battery, most of all, the cost of that battery. If you're purchasing a Model S, I should say, Tesla, that battery is 25% of the cost of the car. And that needs to be reduced before this thing goes is really scalable. And I think that's what all of these manufacturers are rushing to do, is to get that battery cost to them, to manufacture it, down, and then these cars are going to become really affordable. So it's kind of like what we saw with big screen TVs. I don't know if you remember, 15, 20 years ago when a flat panel TV came out, I mean, they were $4,000 or $5,000 or more, right? And now you can buy them for, $200 and big TVs. And I think we're going to get there with EVs. I really, really do. How soon? My prediction right now is that I feel like here we are in 2019. I think by the time we get to 2025, we're going to see about 30% of the production from manufacturers being electric vehicles. And I mean all electric. We're also starting to see a big increase in demand for hybrid vehicles. And I understand completely why. But here we are, Midwest, right? I don't personally believe that consumer acceptance of these vehicles is going to go at the same rate that it does on the left coast and the right coast, or the east coast and the west, whatever you want to call it. But at any rate, we like to go places here in the Midwest. We have farther to travel. Our cities are more spread out. We tow campers and boats, and we go to, the home improvement store. And so for those reasons, we need things called pickup trucks. Now, are manufacturers developing electric pickup trucks? Absolutely. Tesla just released one, and I just read recently, and it escapes me at the moment, another manufacturer will have, I believe it's Riva, is a manufacturer of a pickup truck. But they're going to still be really expensive. So along with that, it's a total change in technology. It's very cool. I personally love it. I embrace it. But I know it's not for everybody yet. So I think until we start seeing the cost of building these batteries drop dramatically, and that then brings the price of the vehicle down so it's equivalent to an ICE or internal combustion engine vehicle, I don't think it's going to take off. And I think that's going to take another probably 5 to 10 years to get that to happen. So, all right. Thanks for sticking in with us. I will be back. I got to run to a real quick break. You're listening today to Dave Murphy on Auto Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, and we'll be right back.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Did you ever wonder how your car feels after an accident?
Oh, my aching fenders.
Does it have a vision problem?
My right headlight is broken.
And maybe it has a pain in its side.
My driver's door has a really big dent.
Your car and your wallet both need Waltz Auto Parts. Waltz carries thousands of parts for vehicles from 97 to 2017. You'll find engines, transmissions, and auto body parts, as well as new and used glass and mirrors. Most parts come from low mileage vehicles, and all parts come with the peace of mind of Waltz warranty. All this from a company that's been family owned and building trust with customers since 1936. You'll save up to 70% compared to new parts prices.
70%? Wow! You'll be able to afford some hot new fuzzy dice to hang from my rearview mirror.
Right. Waltz Auto Parts, 1.5 miles south of I-70 on Route 68. Just take exit 52A and go towards Xenia. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Check out their inventory of parts at www.waltzauto.com.
Find huge savings now through Sunday during Menards' Crazy Day Sale. Get a gas mower for just $99 after rebate. A gallon of Dutch Boy DuraClean interior flat paint is $9.98 after sale price and rebate. Grab a 7-foot ladder for $39.99 after rebate. Enjoy the outdoors with a 10-foot kayak. Just $149 after rebate. These deals are so crazy, they're available in-store only while supplies last. So hurry in to save big during Menards' Crazy Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Dave.
And this is Jan, your hosts of Auto Talk. Are you planning to replace your vehicle soon? Will you trade or sell your current vehicle?
We'd like to ask you to consider donating your vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction.
It's easy and simple. Just call 228-2886 or 228-AUTO or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com.
Your donation will help your fellow citizens, people right here in the Miami Valley. You know, donating your vehicle supports 40 programs that help over 20,000 Miami Valley residents annually.
Thank you for your consideration, and please donate today.
Now, we are seeing these storms moving a little bit towards the eastern portion of the Miami Valley right now.
We own the Miami Valley's only live Doppler radar. That means we know minutes before any other station when a tornado or severe storm is approaching your neighborhood. Technology is great, but add that to our live team of meteorologists and you have the most accurate forecast designed to keep your family safe. Get Storm Center 7 updates around the clock here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sam Wyche was a quarterback, head coach, and broadcaster in the NFL. Last year, he became a heart recipient.
And now I know what a miracle feels like. My new heart gave me a new mission in life, and that is to get others to sign up to be organ donors. There are over 130 million people that have already signed up. Be a part of that. Please sign up to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Showers likely throughout the day today, possibly a thunderstorm or two. We're going to range anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of rain with much higher totals found towards the south, more than 1 inch of rain towards the Cincinnati area. 58 degrees for the high temperature, but falling temperatures throughout the day as a cold front passes by. We could see a few snowflakes as we go later into the overnight hours. Temperatures dropping to a low of 27 by tomorrow morning with wind chills in the teens. Clouds to start on Sunday, then sunny skies in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back, everybody. If you've been following us through the hour today, we've been talking about a whole lot of things that we see in the shop at Murphy's Auto Care, and we want to thank you for joining us. We've got a few minutes left here, and I want to wrap up with a couple of things. Just before I broke for that break, I was talking about electric vehicles and how soon I really think they're going to occur, and we're really going to start seeing them everywhere. Everybody's going to embrace them. So, like I said, I think the prediction probably until they're fully embraced is going to be that 5 to 10 year period. So along with that, then another piece of that is the autonomous vehicle, right? The autonomous car drives itself. And I read an interesting recent article I wanted to share, and it gave five reasons for why autonomous cars are not going to be coming soon. And let's face it, if you follow them at all, you know that they've had some problems, not a lot. But you got folks out there in with huge development costs like Uber, Lyft, of course, Tesla, and a lot of manufacturers. Most of them are looking hard at this and trying to get to that level five as quick as they can. But here's the main reasons that's slowing it down. Snow and weather, all right? And snow and weather really cause a problem for the camera system still on these vehicles. And that's along with a radar system they're using. They're still having difficulty in inclement weather. Pavement lines and curbs also are difficult for these vehicles to navigate given certain situations, and especially when you throw in snow and weather, right, and they're covered up. The third thing, dealing with human drivers, all right? It's very difficult for an autonomous vehicle to predict what's going to happen with the other nut behind the wheel, being one of us. Left turns. Can you imagine an autonomous vehicle? It's watching with its cameras. It's got its radar going on. It's looking and trying to pick when to make that left turn. Still not as good as a human brain, I don't think. So that's going to be a big one for it. And the last one, which I was kind of talking about just before the break, is consumer acceptance. After they get through all of these hurdles, then you got to convince all of us to give up control of the steering wheel and just get in the car and relax. So I don't know about you. That's going to be a little challenging for me, but I can be a control freak anyway. So I just want to share that. That's the five main things that are preventing that. Okay, and it's going to slow it down. I shouldn't say prevent, because I do believe autonomous vehicles are going to be here, and they're going to be a lot sooner than even any of us may predict. Okay, again, I want to say thanks to our sponsors, BG Automotive Products. They're the products, I should say, that we use in our shop and many shops around the country to protect all of the fluid systems on a vehicle. Check them out if you're not familiar with them. KOI Auto Parts, the professional's choice. Many, many shops here in the Miami Valley utilize KOI for their parts. That's what gives us a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on services we perform. I want to say thanks. Our hats off to Mike's Car Wash. If your car's not clean, it's probably not smiling. Get into Mike's Car Wash. 3 great locations, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. And also, thank you to Goodwill Easter Seals Miami Valley and the Goodwill Auto Auction. Folks, if you got a vehicle you're not going to use, not going to keep, or you're going to trade one in, donate it. Please donate it. Call that number at 228-AUTO or 228-2886, or you can reach them online and schedule to have your car picked up and donated at goodwilldaytonauto.com. Well, folks, it's been another fast Saturday here. It just doesn't, we just don't have enough time sometimes, right? But I hope you've enjoyed the show. That's always our goal here, is to be educational and helpful and help you all to remember to take care of your families, keep them safe, at least when it comes to your vehicle. And we're here to help you keep it dependable. That's Murphy's Auto Care. I'm Dave Murphy, along with Jan Murphy and our entire team at Murphy's Auto Care. We want to say thanks. Thanks for tuning in to Auto Talk. Have a wonderful, safe, healthy, happy weekend, and we will see you next week.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.